A cold front slicing through the region will bring scattered showers and possible thunderstorms into the evening and early overnight period before high pressure returns and brings another couple of days of tranquil, beautiful weather for the weekend. Well, the skies remain mostly sunny for a good portion of the day around the region, but clouds and showers are moving in from the west and northwest as we speak. Those clouds will continue to increase in coverage as the day rolls into the evening, and some isolated to scattered showers and storms will continue to form as well. By late afternoon and evening, we should see an increase in the number of showers and storms moving from northwest to southeast. The potential for severe weather is small, but not totally zero for today, although the best chance of the stronger storms will be primarily to the north and west of the Capital District. The cold front should push through the region late in the evening or early overnight with clearing conditions in its wake. A large area of high pressure will bleed eastward across the Great Lakes and be centered over our region later Friday all the way into Sunday. We'll expect plenty of sunshine and seasonable temperatures during the day and quiet, clear, and cool overnights through the weekend. The models are bringing in the chance for unsettled weather with lots of clouds and showers as we head through the second half of Monday and into at least the middle of next week. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 80s. In Boston, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, although mostly sunny otherwise with a high near 80. And in Buffalo, it'll be sunny and comfortable with highs in the mid 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow. The normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 94 set in 1947. Normal minimum temperature would be 59 degrees with a record of 44 set not that long ago back in 1988. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:46 p.m. For tomorrow, August 23rd, sunrise at 6:10 a.m. and sunset at 7:44 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy during the evening with scattered showers and storms, then becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the upper 50s for our Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, and a touch breezy out of the north and northwest. For the Connecticut Valley, as well as mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, scattered showers and thunderstorms during the evening, turning partly cloudy overnight, lows in the middle 60s. And for tomorrow, it'll turn mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 70s and low 80s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. For Friday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly to mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. For Friday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, turning partly cloudy overnight. It'll be humid with lows in the lower 60s. And for Friday, partly to mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.